Okay, podcast number 5 or 6. I don't have my notebook. Well, I do. I have my notebook. It's actually right here, but I didn't write anything down for this episode, so I'm just kind of like winging it. And today I wanted to talk about two topics that I think a lot of people subconsciously have in their brains, but don't ever like fully think about it like I have. But yeah, I wanted to talk about today what I call the point of no return and comfortability, and like how comfortable people are and how you can use that to your advantage. And yeah, basically yesterday when I was going to sleep, all I had on my brain was this, and I just kept on thinking about it. And my one goal for yesterday was for today to wake up at 5:50 in the morning. Right now it's 10:35. I woke up 30 minutes ago. I sacrificed waking up early for recovery, because yesterday I rode really hard mountain biking, and I was uncomfortable, and I'm mad at myself because I could have made myself more uncomfortable by waking up early. And waking up early, there's actually a big science behind it about how it helps you recover. Just the same exact thing with sleeping longer. Like, I could have slept just fine and woke up at 6:30 instead of 5:50 and had 8 hours of sleep. And then I would have been, one, uncomfortable because I'd be waking up earlier than I have the past few days. I've been waking up at 7. But today, somehow, I just slipped and I couldn't get out of my bed. But because of that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to rename my alarm on my phone. I'm going to rename it to Splash Water on Your Face. Because every single night, I go to bed with this water bottle completely filled up by my bed with a lot of ice in it, so it's cold in the morning. And this is kind of like where I wanted to talk about what's called the point of no return. And what that is for me is something where you can utilize how uncomfortable you are to make a lot of progress, or do like make a big jump really fast. So like, for example, and it can be like a lot of progress too when you use this. So first of all, the easiest example to talk about is with water, because water is the most common like example of the point of no return. Imagine you're walking down the mall with a nice new like outfit on that you just bought or something like that, and you're walking down the mall, you walk through a place, and out of nowhere there's a giant water bucket above you and it just splashes you. And you're at a point where you're so uncomfortable that you feel like you could do anything. Like, when you get splashed with this water, what happens is you just end up feeling like I could do anything right now. Like, everything just got done, like, taken away from me. Now I can do everything. Because, like, with the point of no return, that's what I call it, it's a point where everything that you were focusing on got completely eradicated instantly. So like you were thinking about how nice your outfit is and how you're dry and how you're comfortable, and then boom, water everywhere. And it's just like you're instantly, everything's taken away and you're like, I can do anything right now because I have no goals, no comfortability whatsoever. And you just, from that point, you could jump into the water and be just fine because you've already crossed that point. Speaking of jumping into the water, if you're next to a pool and you're scared to get in, if you get pushed in, you instantly break that barrier that you would have to by getting into the water, which is also part of the point of no return. When you're jumping into the water, you have to adjust, and you can either do it very slowly and break that barrier very, very slowly, or you can break it fast and get to the point of no return, and then that'll last longer. So you'll like have a burst of energy, like, if you know what I mean. But yeah, I'll get back to that later. Now I wanted to talk about comfortability. That kind of links with the point of no return a little bit. With comfortability, people are way too comfortable nowadays. Everyone wants to have a stable job, a stable house. Everything needs to be paid off. Everyone wants to have a nice bed, nice pillow, air conditioning, heater, everything comfortable. But the thing about that is that humans, we're actually, according to biology and history and everything like that, and even like some spiritual people, they say this, humans actually were meant to be 100% uncomfortable, or at least like 98% uncomfortable. That's why people say you're supposed to spend 99% of your day outside besides sleeping and sometimes eating. Because we weren't meant to be comfortable inside, like on phones or sitting down like I am. Like, I'm pretty comfortable right now. But yeah, we're not meant to be like that. We're meant to always be very, very uncomfortable. And like, that's just not how society is now. And now everyone wants to be as comfortable as possible. And that's like the American dream and just the dream overall for everyone. And like, that's pointless, because if you're comfortable all the time, then you're going to have no thrill, no drive, no motivation. And you're never going to be crossing the point of no return, which is what gives you a lot of motivation, a lot of energy, all stuff like that. And another thing with people being too comfortable, people, instead of following their dreams nowadays, they'll go to college and get a job that they don't want. I'm not saying college is bad, because college can be part of your dream. But say you want to be a filmmaker. People tell you, you can't make it in the film industry. And then you say, okay. And then you go to college and you become a leather worker or something. Like, that's a radical example. But people need to start following their dreams. And it doesn't matter if you're dirt poor for 4 years. One day you're going to make it. The number one, like, thing for anything is just persistency. If you persist at anything, you just got to keep going and going and going and going and going. What's going to happen is you're going to make it. Because if you persist longer than the majority of people, then you're going to be successful. Like, that's how successful people are. They persist longer than the majority of people. So, based on that, what I can say from there is, well, sounds cliche, but just like, pursue your dreams, like, no matter how hard it gets. Like, because you could be living in a tent, like in the middle of nowhere, eating a peanut butter sandwich a day for your food and sleeping on sticks. Like, as long as you got the camera or just an iPhone like I have here, you can keep on uploading. You can literally go to banks for Wi-Fi. You can go to gas stations for electricity. People just, they assume that they have to have like a house and be super comfortable and like have to have a plug-in electricity in their house, and they have to have running water. You can get running water anywhere. They have to have like a water heater. You can get free showers places. You can go to gyms. You can have free trials. There's just so much opportunity, and people just, they don't take it because they just want to be comfortable. And now I want to go back to the point of no return, and I want to go past water. And that's kind of where we were going with like the tent situation. If you get into a point where you're so uncomfortable that you don't have a house, you don't have a job, you don't have anything like that, like you're 100% homeless, you're just making pennies, not pennies, but you're making just enough to scrape by off your work, that's crossing the point of no return. But with comfortability and being like living in a house, because like, if you're not in a house, that's like everyone's dream. Well, a lot of people's dream is to just be comfortable in a house. So you don't have anywhere to live except for like maybe a small pop-up tent, and that's it. That's like you'd be crossing the point of no return, and that would give you so much motivation and so much drive that you would push really, 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 really hard in order to achieve your goals and start making money. It's just like your body or your subconscious, it has a lot of power. It says, hey, I'm living like dirt right now. How about I start working harder and my ideas start soaring like above everything? And that's what happens when you cross the point of no return. You just like, you just hit this wall that just makes you go straight up. And that's basically how you utilize it. Like, it's as simple as that. Just be uncomfortable. You're gonna reach your goals a lot better. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I guess I'll talk about my situation right now for just a little bit. I don't know. I got tea with coconut oil and honey in it to wake me up a little bit and get me going. I'm gonna go make oatmeal soon. And after this video, I'm gonna set my alarm to have the label say splash water in your face, because then I'd be crossing the point of no return and I'd get a ton of energy from it, and that would wake me up instantly. So yeah, dang, 11 almost 12 minutes on this podcast, and I didn't use this thing at all, not even once. That's funny. Yeah, I might start winging podcasts more like this. But yeah, I'm gonna go edit this or whatever and then post it. So, peace.